Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, you know, sometimes it's an effort to not seem redundant, but I really do look forward to this time we have together. So, welcome to my program. Today I'm going to look at the word encouragement. How do we give it to others? And how do we give it to ourselves? Well, if you're struggling right now with some issue in your life, I hope you'll stay tuned. I want to encourage you. You know, when life becomes unbearable, it helps us to go to the Bible and find a verse that will help us, a verse to encourage us. One such verse that I've loved for a long time is found in Isaiah 41:9-10. God is speaking, and it reads, "I have called you from the ends of the earth." You know, sometimes South Dakota, where I was born, seems like the end of the earth. Well, God continues, "For I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." Oh, what a loving promise from our loving, loving God. You know, in the Bible, it says that the right hand, God's victorious right hand, is his hand of power, his hand of victory. Well, just this morning, a friend of mine called, and she's going through a great financial and health problem. And I shared that scripture that I just shared with you. God says, "Don't be discouraged. I'm your God. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." Oh, what a wonderful promise from God himself. "I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." So if you're going through a difficult time today, no matter what the reason, look to God. That's his promises are all through the Bible. And remember especially the one I just read, where God says he has chosen you and he will not throw you away. Oh, you know, sometimes we feel insignificant because we see other people who seem to be doing great things. And yet God has called you and me to our own little corner of the world. We may live in the mountains or the desert or a city or a farm, but it's our world and the people in it need to be encouraged. So that's my prayer, that I can encourage you today so you can encourage others in your world. One thing I learned from my mother as a child, when life was difficult, to count our blessings. Well, here's a song to remind us to do that. It's sung by Vern Jackson, "Count Your Blessings."
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads And one by one I count them as they slumber in their bed. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Yes, count your blessings, name them one by one, and you will be amazed at what the Lord has done in your life. You know, even the fact that I still have the religious liberty to come into your home via this radio program, that's a blessing. I hope you'll tell your friends about my program so they can be encouraged too. Well, there's a scripture from the Bible about David encouraging himself. In 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, it says, David was greatly distressed, for the men spoke of stoning him. But David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord God. Oh, what a difficult place David was in. His family and the families of his men had been killed. His city was destroyed, and then his friends, his army, wanted to stone him. Well, thankfully, I've never had people want to stone me, but there have certainly been times in my life when it seems like it. Well, what are we to do? Well, we need to learn to be like David and learn to encourage ourselves in the Lord. How do we do that? Well, one way is the song I just played, Count Your Blessings. We can also go to the Bible and search out His many promises to us. His promises that He will always love us, He'll never leave us or forsake us, He'll give us wisdom and help. You know, even when we don't feel Him near, His promises are still true. Another promise scripture that I love from God when things in my life seem to be in disarray, it's found in Isaiah 45:2. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. Well, when you're not sure where to turn or what to do or what decision to make, stop for a few minutes and ask God for wisdom. You know, sometimes we're in the middle of something. It seems hard to just stop, but we can. Maybe go into another room or something and ask God for wisdom, and He will help you. Well, there's a wonderful song that I listen to often, and it says, "Give them all of our problems, give them all to Jesus, and He will turn your sorrow into joy." Now here's Christy Lane singing, "Give Them All to Jesus."
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life, and at the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all,
give them all,
give them all,
give them all to Jesus.
Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys.
Give them all,
give them all,
give them all.
never said there'd be no rain. He only promised a heart full of sin. At the very thing that once brought pain.
Yes, my friends, you can give all your cares to Jesus. He says he'll care for you always. Well, I remember the first time I read the story that's now called Footprints. You've probably heard it, but if you have, pretend you're hearing it for the first time and let it refresh your spirit. Here it is. A man dreamed that he was walking along the beach with the Lord. As they journeyed, he noticed that there were two sets of footprints. But when the last scene had finished in his dream, looking back, he realized that when he went through suffering, loneliness, depression, or some other difficulty, there was just one set of footprints. And so, confused and distressed, he prayed, "Lord, I don't understand. You promised that if I would follow you, you would walk with me all the way. Why then is it that when I needed you most, you deserted me?" The Lord spoke lovingly in response, "My dear son, when you are going through difficult times, when you saw only one set of footprints, those were the times when I carried you." Oh, I have found that to be absolutely true. If we choose to walk with the Lord, He will walk with us and even carry us if we need it. You know, sometimes we're aware of God's presence and at other times we're not. Nevertheless, God is always with us if we choose to walk with Him, even in our darkest times. How do I know? Well, the Bible says so. In Matthew 28:20, Jesus says, "And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Oh, what a wonderful promise. Well, there's a song that reminds me of this verse, and it says, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus."
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in Him a friend so kind and true, I would tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do.
So true. No one will ever care for you like Jesus. That's his promise to you. Well, in the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. I had read some time ago a statement that said, encouragement is like oxygen to our soul. Well, the Bible talks about our soul, and in some verses in the original Greek language, it says the soul is our mind, will, and emotions. I guess that's why the person made the statement that encouragement is like oxygen to our soul. Just as we need oxygen to breathe, so too our emotions need to be encouraged. That's what keeps us emotionally healthy and happy. Well, the Bible has much to say about our encouraging others. In 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul wrote, when we arrived in Macedonia, there was no rest for us. We faced conflict from every direction, with battles on the outside and fear on the inside. I wonder, does that sound like your life right now? Well, Paul continues, but God, who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. His presence was a joy, but so was the news he brought of the encouragement that he received from you. Well, from this we discover that even Paul was greatly discouraged at times, and he reminded us that God will encourage us and that friends like Titus can encourage us too. I wonder, are you that kind of friend to people in your life? Well, dear friend, if you're discouraged today, I hope this program and the God-honoring music that I play is an encouragement to you. Well, there's a song I want to play now, and it's one of my very, very favorite songs, and it encourages me when I'm feeling blue. I hope you'll take a moment to really listen to the words of this song, and may it become your prayer too. Here are the Tallies with the song, Jesus, You're the Center of My Joy.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
When I've lost my direction, you are the compass for my way. Lord, you're the fire and the light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. So I say, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. Hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Lord, you're why I find pleasure in the simple things of life.
You are the music in all the meadows and the streams.
Children in our families and our homes.
Lord, you are the source and the finish of my highest dreams. That's why I say,
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you.
Hope for all I do. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Oh, Jesus, you are the center of my joy.
Oh, I hope you will make Jesus the center of your joy. Yes, God's promises to help you are true, whether life is going well or when everything's falling apart. No matter where you live in the world, God's promises are true for you. Well, it may be financial ruin or sickness or relationship problems, even war. But God promises that He will never leave you or forsake you, that He will uphold you in His victorious right hand. Oh yes, you can depend on God to give you wisdom and help in every situation. You know, I like the old saying that says, pray as though everything depends on God, and work as though everything depends on you. You know, sometimes we don't have control over the situation, but we always have control in choosing our attitude about how we will face the situation. And sometimes choosing our attitude is most important of all as we ask the Lord for wisdom for our situation. You know, friends, I love it when God sends a word of encouragement through some unexpected source, like perhaps a person unexpectedly smiling at you, or a phone call from a friend who will listen to your hurting heart, or even a radio program like this one sent to encourage you at just the right moment. Since I don't believe in coincidences, I believe that God Himself wanted you to hear this program. Whether you're listening on the radio, on the internet, or on shortwave radio, or even on your phone, I believe that God has chosen Psalms of Hope to reassure you that He loves you, that He cares for you, that He will always be with you, no matter how desperate your situation may be at the moment. God loves you. Well, our time together is over, and if you've been encouraged by my program, I would love to hear from you. Would you write or email me a note? I personally answer all of your letters, and I would love to hear from you this week. And would you pray about sending in a gift to help keep Psalms of Hope on your station? God bless you, and until next time, it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.